If you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance through your job, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or the VA, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have.
Archives are brutal, aren't they? That's the president way back when, a few years ago, trying to placate so many people who were worried they were going to lose their insurance plans, and so many are being canceled now. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? This really is the buzz in the backyard. As I say on this show, that's part of what we do here, and the conversation has been all about affordable health care, a.k.a. Obamacare, not the glitches and all of that, as much as what's going to happen to health care. Is Kathleen Sebelius really on the hot seat, and why hasn't she been fired, and how come Michelle Obama's college roommate is part of the group that gunked this up that's getting over $4 million CGI. They were the lead contractor, anyway, on the healthcare.gov website. Eric Cantor, congressman from Virginia, says, you know, there are some questions that are certainly looming about all of this information that now has come out about what the president knew and what he didn't know as far as health care coverage was concerned.
If the president knew that these letters were coming and still indicated that you could keep your health care plan if you liked it, now that raises some serious questions about the sales job of Obamacare. The president knew that these letters were coming. And this is really, really troubling, I believe, for all the American people.
So needless to say, the White House is certainly under fire for all of this. And, you know, one of the things that now is being reported is the fact that the Obama administration was warned about a month ahead of time before the launch of healthcare.gov was going to go live that there were a number of open risks and there were issues for the website as they, you know, still were pushing for October 1st. They were uncomfortable, they say, with what was going to happen with their performance. In fact, on Tuesday, Medicaid Chief Marilyn Tavner, whose job was to oversee the October 1st rollout of the website, said she didn't foresee its problems. She said, we tested the website. We were comfortable with the performance. We knew that there, with any new website, there might be some individual glitches we'd have to work out. But the volume issue, the account issues, we didn't anticipate it. It took us by surprise. It didn't show up in testing. And she actually apologized. She apologized. So good for her for doing that. But in between all of it comes all of the information of the people who have individual plans right now. They're self-employed. You know, I have a father-in-law like this, have their own business. And now they're getting socked with these letters that their insurance is being canceled, and they're worried because now as they go to get another insurance plan, it's triple the price in some cases, or at least double, and then the concern is also over what the deductible is. And then there's this part of it. Cheryl Campbell, a senior VP for CGI Federal, told lawmakers when she was on the Hill and trotted up that no one ever gets enough time for testing. So you have the person who's responsible for the rollout and another person involved with the company saying that this, you know, we just didn't have enough time for testing. The 3.5 years wasn't enough. Someone in the government saying we tested, we felt good, we didn't realize. Somebody in the company saying, oh, well, we just didn't get enough time for testing. There was never enough time. I mean, this contract is crazy money. You know, we're talking about the company making millions and ridiculous amounts of money, millions and millions of dollars for this. And they are the lead. They are the lead on it. And then in between all of this mess, I mean, they must be just ducking for cover. Seriously, at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, everything that's piling up, there's this relationship with Michelle Obama and somebody at CGI who was a college friend, roommate back in Princeton days. Toni Townes Whiteley, her name is. She's a senior VP at CGI Federal, and she's also a political donor of Barack Obama's. And once her company was awarded the contract, then her boss, George Shindler, the president for the U.S. and Canada for the parent group, CGI Group, became a campaign donor after his company won the contract. So there's some big problems with this, and it's very easy to track political donations. But I don't know that all these moving parts would have been put together if they didn't have so many problems rolling out the website initially. And, you know, you don't have to be a conservative. I keep saying this, but you don't have to be a conservative, a Democrat, whatever. It has nothing to do with politics. Really, there is no Democrat that can say, I think, the most liberal of my friends that could stand up and say, well, you know, this kind of crap happens. I mean, so she had her college roommate, it was a personal friend, and they were dumping money into the campaign, even if it was a small amount, whatever. And hey, they get this great big contract. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with it is because they've called out the Republicans on the very same thing, which, by the way, certainly has happened. This is the game of politics. Everybody who runs says, oh, all this crony capitalism, and that's not going to happen with me. And then here we see an unbelievable example of it. Unbelievable example. And if they didn't have the glitch, would they have known what some of the behind the scenes was on this? You know, it's really crazy, too. Supposedly, CGI Federal was hired by the New York housing folks in May to help disperse $1.7 billion in the federal money, the Superstorm Sandy relief money. And you know how people are complaining about that because they haven't, not all of them, but a lot of people haven't gotten their money. So as far as I can see, until all of this is all starting to come together, CGI Federal is a pretty good place to work if you're on the sales side of this because you're making a good chunk of change. And it seems like a lot of things are falling through the crack. It is an incompetent firm. How do you choose this firm and have them implement what is his signature legislation? How do you do that? That's just not a good thing. Of course, if you're the president, you know some people are loving it and some people are hating it. You just want the best thing. You want the smoothest rollout possible. So now the question becomes, you heard what the president said and you hear now what's happening to millions of people who are getting bills and are getting cancellation notices as far as their insurance is concerned. So should anyone pay the price for this? Kathleen Sebelius? Going once, going twice? Does she need to leave? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your two into here on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Walk smelly down the street, ooh, wait, I'll look. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorways and for this rip. To the sound of the feet, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
Coming up at the tail end of this version of America Tonight, we're going to hit the mailbag. A lot of people upset about what's going on with healthcare.gov, and I love that many of you identify yourselves as lifelong Democrats, saying I'm not switching allegiances, but I'm not happy with what's happening. And then plenty of other people bagging on the White House, which is pretty easy to do. I mean, it's a blunder. There's no real way to defend this. Yes, with any website, you would have problems. I've seen it and lived through it myself. But when it's a signature piece, you got to have it as smooth as possible, especially when you're paying the big bucks. I mean, we got a lot of smart people in this country. You'd have to think, why go with the Canadians? Yeah, they have a presence in the United States. And yes, a lot of people use CGI. But lucky for them, I guess they ride on their reputation, because it seems like they've dropped the ball on a couple of things. But, hey, we keep paying them. We keep paying them a lot of money, frankly. And then there's the connection with the roommate, which there's no way that doesn't seem funny. That doesn't pass the smell test. It just doesn't. It wouldn't with a Republican. It wouldn't with any other Democrat as well. Many times we have spoken about other things similar to this when it comes to other politicians. So they don't get a free pass. I mean, even if you like the Obamas, they don't get a free pass on this one. There's no way. It's a blunder. It's a screw up. Absolutely. It's a screw up. All right. So a couple of, like I said, we're going to hit the mailbag, and a lot of you had things to say about Obamacare and different versions of what you didn't like about it and worried to death that your own insurance is going to be messed up. Princess Love says he doesn't care. He wants to run the country his own way, and Obama likes to lie. We also got one from Mark in Utah who said, man, I really do like Obama, and I know people will shellack me for that on your show, I think he's a cool cat. I think he's a smart dude. And it was about time that we had either a woman or a black president instead of the all-white right club or the all-white left club. But this is a massive screw-up, and shame on him for having the wrong people around him. As you've mentioned, that's probably what the real story is here, or part of the story anyway. Cop says divide and conquer. So, yeah. This is the deal. When you tell people, okay, this is a law, you have to get health insurance. You have to get health insurance because we have to say that's a burden on the rest of the American people. So you have to get it. And if you don't get it, you're going to be fined. Boy, you got to really, really roll that puppy out as smooth as possible. Don't you think? I think you do. I think you got to do. And the big questions then become, too, are we going to have doctor shortages? Are the health care exchanges going to have enough of the young and healthy people that they need? Is healthcare.gov going to get a smoother ride? It's going to take a while for some of that stuff to be, I believe, undone. Also coming up here in this hour of America tonight, I'm going to introduce you to a really cool woman, Lisa Christine. If you looked up this woman, I mean, she is about getting rid of slavery and human trafficking. She's an amazing photographer. She just got a massively prestigious award in New York City, and she's traveled anywhere you can possibly imagine, and her pictures are, I think, just mind-blowing. They've been all over the pages of You Name It magazine, whether we're talking National Geographic or whatever. And wait till you hear her story and what she talks about and what it was like to photograph some of the things that, you know, some of the things that she saw through her lens. I'm telling you, gave me chills. So she's coming up at the bottom of the hour. A couple of other things to mix in here. I thought I was going to get to it before, so let's get to it now. You want some bright, happy, happy, happy news, since I feel like I'm always slamming you with negative news. If you are lucky enough to have a 401k, or maybe, you know, might not be a company one, you might have your own IRA, whatever it is, depending on some stocks. It's always good to diversify. I'm not a financial advisor, so I wouldn't presume to tell you what to do, but it's always good to spread things out, have some gold, have some stocks, that kind of thing. Well, the bulls are on a red-hot roll, baby. I mean, a roll. Stocks are flying high right now, even though retail sales, you know, the retail report, not great, but the Dow Jones jumped 100 points, finishing at a record closing high. The S&P 500 also gained and closed at a record high for a third straight day. The NASDAQ finished at its highest level since September 2000, but retail sales slipped 0.1% in September. First, the decline was the first since March, but they expected that would happen. Home prices, however, kept rising in August, with prices in 20 big cities really, really climbing. The rate was something like 12.8%, and you know, that, I think, helped some of what was on the market. Because remember, the market is moody. Market is moody. That's what I think. When I think of the market, I think moody. Could go either way. That's why somebody comes up with some crazy information and they start to spew it somewhere, and I know that it rattles cages. I know that the market's going to go in an opposite direction. But right now, the market is really, really rolling. And some of the stocks are just flying through the roof. Apple. If you think of the start of Apple and what you could have got stock for, I don't care if you have, you know, a handful of dollars in your pocket, you can always buy stock, especially when it first opens up and that you can get it for a song. Now it's up to $600, almost $600 a share, they think it will be at the end of the year. It just keeps climbing. And I think so much of that is because of product, right? So the market, big gains, and it continues across the board, Dow, NASDAQ, S&P, and it is predicted it's going to go this way now for a little while. You know, we may see this till we get closer and closer to the end of the year. And for some people, that's good news because, you know, you got that retirement money that you're thinking about, whether you're getting some of it matched or you're not getting it matched. It's what you need. It's what you got in your bucket when you decide to walk away. So it's significant, certainly, for lots and lots of people. The folks out there that are sports fans, I'm just going to slip this in here, because believe it or not, I actually got a few, shockingly, emails on this, maybe because we do some football here when we do Nail the Score, which is coming up on our next show in our third hour, the last two segments of hour three. The basketball season, the NBA season, is up and running. Yep. The opener for the Heat, Chicago Bulls, and the Heat are looking for their third straight championship. And the players and the staff there got their championship rings for winning last year's title. So officially LeBron James, the Heat, in a sense, pardon the pun, is off his back since winning last year. So, I mean, he fulfilled what his destiny was, I think. And now what happens this year, you know, who knows? I'm iffy on the NBA. It used to be more exciting to me. It just seems, I don't know, and pre-programmed, inevitable, what some of the things, some of the storylines that you see. And you tune in at the last, you know, quarter, and that's when all the action happens. If it's going to be a close game, come down to the wire. In the beginning, it's just so slow, back and forth, back and forth. Although I do like hoop, especially college hoops. And, you know, it's fun when you get to the tournament, without a doubt. All right, as I said, coming up next, you're going to love this next lady, Lisa Christine. Amazing photographs she is taken from all over the world, and talks about slavery and human trafficking and how tough it is to see children that way, and how vast it is that there's, you know, 30 million people that in some form, way, shape, or form are slaves in places that seem far away, but they're a lot closer than you would think. That's next. Stay with us. We're kicking it over to the other side here on America Tonight.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
The horror of human trafficking and some of the things that go under, right under our noses that we aren't aware of. And more in this show, we've highlighted some of that as we've been privy to a few things that, certainly have happened. And there's, besides words, there is something about photography. There is something about a picture. You know, they say a picture tells a thousand stories, or even more than, that, a photographer told me one time. Lisa Christine joins us now. She is certainly a legendary award-winning photographer, and she's really dedicated her life to photographing the images of slavery and that human trafficking that I mentioned around the globe. She spoke at TED conferences. You can easily find that if you go onto the website if you haven't seen her before. But, of course, she's been on CNN and a zillion other places. It would take us the whole show to highlight all of the, exciting things that she's been able to achieve in her career. And she's about to receive the prestigious Lucy Humanitarian Award for Photography. So, Lisa, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure.
Do you remember the first shot that you took that really hit you hard of one of the first, perhaps, photographs you took of some sort of slavery-related thing or human trafficking that just really got you in the gut?
When I was actually photographing, or prior to my doing that?
When you were actually photographing.
Yes, the first time that I went into the field to do the slavery part of my work, I was in India in brick kilns where the temperatures rose above 130 degrees and men, women, and children, in fact, entire families were forced to carry bricks. They would stack them on their heads up to 18 at a time, each brick weighing more than 4 pounds. And they would work, you know, 14, 16 hours a day. And at one point, I actually stopped and I saw this woman who just looked like her eyes were glazed over and she was cloaked in dust. And I started to well up with this sadness. And the abolitionist, who was my guide and really my protector, you know, shook me and said, Lisa, you cannot do that here. It's dangerous for you and it's dangerous for them. So I had to really collect myself and allow all my emotions to be stirred up when I was back in my studio in the States editing the work.
So when you take photographs like that, do you, you know, there's so many atrocities, sadly, as you know, going on in other parts of the world. And even in the United States, for that matter, we can point things out. But when you go to a place like India, it hits you like that. Do you keep up with the story? Do you find out from other people? Because a lot of times, you know, you're moving on to the next thing. You got to get the photographs in. You're concerned about highlighting the something else that you've seen. Do you follow up at all with anybody about some of the images you've taken and if anything's changed at all in like that particular area in India?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I collaborated with an organization called Free the Slaves, you know, who are dedicated to eradicating slavery in our lifetime. So while I have been virtually all over the globe, including the United States, documenting modern-day slavery, I do get to hear wondrous stories about people who have been freed and liberated from, you know, their bondage. And it is always such an uplifting feeling to see that, because then I know the work is you know, it all makes a difference. And frankly, the awareness building around slavery is, to me, the most important part, because so many people, including myself previously, are unaware that it's actually happening right now.
Yeah. How bad is it out there, Lisa, that people don't realize? Because I agree with you, by the way. I had no clue until I went overseas and realized, and somebody opened my eyes to some things that were going on in the Sudan and some other regions. But how much slavery do you think exists out there that people just don't know?
Well, it's interesting because I, too, knew about some forms of slavery and certainly trafficking, but I didn't equate it to the fact that there's more than 30 million souls on this planet that are entrapped in slavery. It's staggering.
That is staggering.
Yeah, and that's more than double the amount of people taken from Africa during the entire transatlantic slave trade, just to put it in perspective.
Yeah, and it's tough, too, with children. When you were photographing and you saw children, how hard was that? I mean, obviously, you couldn't, as your abolitionist pointed out to you, that you can't show those emotions because it's too dangerous. How rough was it to see kids in those positions?
It's very difficult to see children. And, you know, I would be working in the sex trafficking industries and see very young kids. And yet, you know, I was fully told that I was, you know, not to interact in a way that would promise them anything, or I couldn't give them anything. And I had to really trust that, you know, organizations like Free the Slaves are there to, with expertise, liberate those people, while my job would be to bear witness and share their stories and the facts that, you know, these things are occurring.
Yeah. As far as human trafficking is concerned, and now, you know, there are some politicians who are trying, like Debbie Wasserman Schultz is really trying to make this a big issue and trying to highlight this, and there are others, too, that are doing the same thing. And human trafficking, a little bit different in a different way, obviously, than slavery that we're talking about. Were you stunned as well at what you saw with human trafficking? Because that happens right here in the United States.
Yes, it does. Well, you know, human trafficking is slavery, and it's just a part beneath the great umbrella of bondage. But, yeah, it occurs everywhere, and it's really difficult and frightening, you know, to see it firsthand when there's traffickers on the street. And frankly, people that you might assume, one might assume are prostitutes, are in fact forced into being sex slaves. And, you know, I think it's so difficult to see people so violated and treated with such horror.
Yeah. What picture, if you go back in, and of course I'm sure you've taken thousands and thousands of photographs, but what picture are you most proud of? Can you narrow it down to one that just still, it's your favorite photograph you've ever taken?
You know, my photographs from which, you know, I edit, to gather a body of work are all frankly like children to me. And they impress upon me, emotions in different ways and each very powerfully. So they all sort of, are very meaningful to me.
When you first, you know, when you realized you had an eye and this is what you wanted to do, did you think that you would end up in the position you are in now and the photographs that you've taken would be in some of these incredible places and so many people would get to see your work and be moved by your work? Did you think this was the direction you were headed in?
No, you know, photography for me was a very organic thing. I did it really to learn about myself, and it began with, you know, documenting indigenous peoples vulnerable to change in more than 100 countries on 6 continents. And when, you know, you go around photographing people in their form of dignity and humanity and really recognizing the humanities in others and in ourselves and inspiring unity through that, I think that later, when I learned that slavery was existing, that it hit me like a freight train, given that my entire occupation is based on observing, and yet I hadn't seen it. That's how it all started, and it's been now 28 years that I've been doing this work.
Mm. When you, as you say now, more people are having their eyes open to this. We talked about it at the beginning, obviously, when we started here. What would be your ultimate hope, your ultimate wish with your photographs and the work that so many other organizations are doing? What would you hope for the future?
Well, my very distinct goal is twofold. It's one, to raise awareness, and secondly, to raise funds so that organizations can, you know, expertly liberate people and that we can eradicate slavery, because the more our eyes are open, the more we cannot turn our faces away, the more politicians are made aware and pressed upon to make differences. And we can see the things occurring that we otherwise wouldn't while they're hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. How do you feel about getting this award? It's a very prestigious award.
Well, in fact, it was already passed, and it was in Carnegie Hall, and it was an astonishing evening filled with so much creative talent and so many wonderful people. It was a tremendous honor for me.
What's next for you? Where will your next shoot be? Where will you be off to? Kenya or India or where? What's next?
Well, frankly, I just flew in from Cape Town and Namibia last week, and then I came to New York for the award ceremony, and now I'll go home for a couple months and then head to Ethiopia.
Wow, exciting stuff, great work. If somebody wants to donate, what's the best place? Where could they go? They can go to your website. Where else can they go?
Yeah, they can go to my website, and I have a partners page. They could also go to freetheslaves.net. There's other organizations like IJM.org and notforsale.org. There's Slavery Footprint and also walkfree.org. All of them are substantial and wonderful in their fight against slavery.
All right. Thank you for the work that you do, Lisa Christine, and hopefully you've opened even some more eyes. We appreciate it. We'll look for some more photography in the very near future for your latest adventure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Be well.
You too.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This hour of America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag, but first let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm doing fair, Kate. Okay. How are you?
I'm doing a little bit better than fair. Good. I'm doing well. Thank you.
I hadn't said anything to you. We've talked about what's going on or whatnot in the politics and whatnot lately, but this healthcare thing, I got injured at work on the 19th of September.
Mm.
And seen a doctor that evening. He said that he thought that I had a fracture in my neck. And wanted to have me take an MRI and a CT scan. And it was October 10th before the insurance okayed the MRI. October 10th, I took the MRI, and on the 12th, the doctor said that there were some problems. I need to see a neurosurgeon and have a CT scan. And it was just yesterday when the insurance company finally okayed that I had see the neurosurgeon, and I won't see him till the 12th of November.
Wow.
So, if you, and this is with my insurance.
Right.
So if you think it's hard, getting anything done now, wait until the computer system won't work. And
yeah, it'll be worse. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I feel for you. That's crazy. That's hard when you're waiting too.
Yeah, it's been, it'll be 2 months before what I was told I needed the first day or the second day even gets done. So, yeah, when you got the government that the internet doesn't work, so it doesn't answer you for, I don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to be real bad.
Yeah, I share your same concerns, Ray. I do. I hope I'm wrong, but I seriously doubt it. I'd say there's a probably 90% chance that you and I are right. You need to take care of yourself, my friend, and boy, that is just, it's a great example of you have insurance and look what happens to Ray as he's waiting to go to these appointments. And you know, I've seen this with other people too. Something's wrong with them. They can't get in. They can't see their doctor. And who knows what's going on with this pain or that pain, and it's a ticking clock. The body's a ticking clock, man. And waiting and waiting and waiting, especially when it's not your fault. You're trying to get that appointment. You're trying to get that scan done, whatever it is. Boy, that can make the difference. It can make all the difference in the world, no doubt about it. All right, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake in Austin. Hey, girl, haven't talked to you in a long time. Got to tell you. This healthcare.gov stuff, man, I am all over it like a nasty fly, and it is bad business. I got a couple of buddies who don't have insurance, talked about it, don't want to get the fine, are confused as all get out as to what it is they're supposed to get, and then are quoted crazy prices where the fine is so much less, they're opting to take the fine. They're only 25 years old. Of course, maybe that's like Russian roulette. But at this point, they don't feel like it's worth it. I bet a lot of other guys, like my friends, feel the same way. They're looking for those young bodies, healthy, lean bodies, and I don't think they're going to get them in those health care exchanges. Of course, in Texas, we don't have a health care exchange, so I guess from that perspective, it doesn't really matter. Stay cool. Yeah, the healthcare exchanges need young people because how are they going to pay for the older people? If they don't have the young people, that's part of the whole idea of the individual mandate. Force people to get it, and so the people who are super sick balance out the people who are super healthy. And let's see how that turns out. I mean, you know, I hate to be skeptical because it's like I've said before. If you meet somebody and they say, geez, do you want affordable health care? Well, no, I don't want affordable health care. No. Of course, affordable health care. But health care that works and affordable, what does it mean, affordable health care? And because we are 10 days late and $10 short on all this whole thing anyway, we were so behind in playing catch up. It's crazy when you think of the United States and all the advantages that we have, that there is some quality health care, but where we're ranked as far as health care is concerned is like 22nd on the list because of how it's getting torn up and what's happening. And a lot of doctors are dumping out of the biz and they're specializing. I mean, you go to school, it costs you a fortune unless you have a rich family. And by the time you get through medical school and then you have to pay for malpractice insurance, man, you are up against it. So if you specialize and you're a plastic surgeon or you're in some other field, a specialty field, you're going to make much better money than a general doctor, than an internist, somebody seeing, you know, patients It used to be that your doctor knew you. And that's medicine, as good as the doctor or somebody could be, is a guessing game. When somebody has an ache, a pain, is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal? What is it? Are we getting x-rays? Are we taking blood? Are we taking urine samples? What's happening there? And people, you know, are afraid to go to the doctor for fear of what's going to happen bill-wise anyway. And it's the guessing game. It's the guessing game that you don't know because they don't know you like they used to. If you're lucky enough to have that family doctor, I hope you hang on to him because it makes all the difference in the world. All right, this one's from Barkley, and Barkley says, hey, Kate, this whole thing of the NSA and spying and all this other nonsense, everybody knows everybody spies on each other. That's right, and you've said that several times. Of course, we all know that, and of course, all those countries know it. It's just that Ed Snowden has exposed a raw nerve. All the secrets are being released, and how much spying was going on these world leaders. Of course, they're going to have to react to that, and they do. And I think there is going to be some fallout, and rocky relations are sure to hit. Merkel doesn't want to visit the United States anytime soon. And you've mentioned him a couple of times. Alexander is completely humiliated by all of this stuff. And just to think they didn't check on their contractors and somebody got away with information. My, oh, my. Yeah, that, you know, the big thing is Snowden is shoving it in their face. So the fact that, you know, you have the NSA chief saying, yeah, listen, we got to snoop. It's critical. It's crucial. We got to fight terrorism this way. You can't be stupid and think we can't fight terrorism without counterintelligence and without having some intelligence gathering programs or otherwise, you know, who knows what would happen in the United States. So we need the NSA. But Snowden just, like I said, has really, really exposed the underbelly of the whole NSA and mistakes that they obviously made and all the numbers and all the things that he was able to see. And now all those claims are out there and the Germans are upset and so are the French and so are the Brazilians and a whole bunch of other people as well. Okay, one more quick one. This one from Chris listening to us in Florida. And Chris says, Kate, healthcare.gov, I just don't understand why they didn't hire a better company. Wasn't it easy to vet them out? Just because other branches of the government had used them in the past, wouldn't they have done a thorough background check on this company and realized that they weren't the right ones to take over this task because of some of the blunders they had in Canada? I guess I'm answering my own question. I guess you are. I don't think they vetted them very well, but it was a company that they used in a lot of times in the government, so that was just who you went to. That's what I think probably happened. And then there's a friend involved and some other things, too, as well. Pardon me for being so skeptical.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.